be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. There was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived 7 years with her husband after her marriage, and then as a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day with fasting and prayer. And coming forward at that very time, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were awaiting the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good evening, everyone. Wonderful to continue our octave of the Christmas season. Just as we have an octave for Easter, we have a week of Sundays following the resurrection of the Lord. So the church gives us 8 days, Sunday to Sunday, following the Nativity of the Lord to celebrate Christmas. 8 days to continue the Gloria, because simply one day is not enough. And so tonight we continue to enter into that pilgrimage of praise, glorifying the Lord, and the Scriptures are raising up for us witnesses of praise. People who know what it means to adore and glorify God. And the freest heart is the heart that knows how to worship. The freest heart is the heart that knows how to run for the Lord. So like in Isaiah chapter 41, when the prophet says, though young men grow weary and the youth stagger and fall, you that wait upon the Lord shall renew your strength and raise you up as with the wings of eagles, and you will run and not grow weary, and you will walk and not grow faint. It is the power of prayer to strengthen us when we're tired. It is the power of adoration to set our hearts free when we're burdened. It's the power of seeing the fidelity of God when we seem to live in a world that has no clue of what it means to be faithful. And so praise, my brothers and sisters, breaks off the crust of the world that can set and harden and form like a shell around our hearts. And as that hardens and that shell grows, we need the gift of the Holy Spirit to break out of that shell. And Anna, the prophetess, which means a woman of the word. That's what a prophet is. Not someone who necessarily has mystical visions about the future, but someone who lives in the present. And the present is what the Lord is doing. And so the prophet is the one who fully lives in the present. Because the prophet is the one who can hear the word of God and rejoice in God's word. And so we see in Anna, the prophetess, an 84-year-old widow, which makes most of us feel like spring chickens here tonight. She's fasting, except for Lulu. Just kidding. No, sorry. She laughed so I could say it. So she gave me that freedom. Thank you, Lulu. But fasting and praying every night in the temple. I couldn't help it as I hear those words to think of the young men and the not so young that frequent our chapel day in and day out with prayer. It still happens, my brothers and sisters. There are still those souls that hunger and long for the redemption of Jerusalem, which is always happening. God doesn't stop redeeming us. It's not simply an event that happens once and now it's done. No, He wants us to be aware of it. But more than that, He wants us to cooperate in the work of redemption. So how is it? What were the dispositions of heart that Anna has that teach us how to be men and women of the Word who cooperate with God's work of redemption? That's the prophetic vocation of the church. The first we see symbolized by her age. 84 years old, and the engineers, the accountants can tell us that 84 divided by 12 is 7. So we know that 7 is the number of the covenants, 12 is the number of God's people, the 12 tribes, the 12 patriarchs, All those things. So we see in Anna the woman who symbolizes the faithful longing of Israel for all of salvation history, that one day the Lord will come and redeem His people. And He does. And she is there in the house of God waiting for Him. And the only way that she could know that is because she's received the gift of the covenant and because she's a woman of the Word, a woman of prayer. It's not simply to have a devotional life, which is where the heart receives its strength, but also to receive its shape and its form from the sacred Scriptures and the prayers of Israel, as we too are called to receive shape and form in our own interior life from the sacred Scriptures of the Church. To be men and women of the Word who know what we're waiting for and know what we're praying for and know who God is. And that happens as we are immersed in the Word. And so Anna could see a young man, a boy, a child coming in, being lifted up by another prophet, Simeon, who's waiting. And she had the disposition of heart to say, the redemption of Israel is at hand. A woman of the Holy Spirit. A woman formed in the Word. Perhaps we can imagine the Scripture verses that were flowing through her heart as she saw the Christ child lifted up by Simeon. Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her servitude is at an end. Her guilt is expiated. Indeed, she has received from the hand of the Lord double for all her sins. So now go up unto a high mountain, Zion, herald of glad tidings. Cry out at the top of your voice, Jerusalem, herald of good news. Fear not to cry out to the city of Judah. Here is your God who comes with power. Isaiah chapter 40. The long-awaited verses of Israel when they're redeemed from the exile in Babylon. And the exile continues each day. So Anna, my brothers and sisters, is a woman who is formed in the Word by daily prayer and fasting, who knows how to wait on the Lord. But we also see that Anna knows how to proclaim God's Word. A woman of expectation, a woman formed in the Word, who's able to proclaim the Word. And so St. Luke tells us, and coming forward at that very time, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were awaiting the redemption of Jerusalem. Joyful expectation of the Lord in prayer, being men and women of the Word, means ultimately as we learn to perceive God's presence, which is oftentimes and most of the time so hidden, we have the courage and the simplicity and the freedom to proclaim His Word, to proclaim God's fidelity, my brothers and sisters, with a change of heart, but also in what we say, also in the way that we live, also in the way that we give. Perhaps this night we can ask for that prophetic grace to be men and women who live in the present, who are able to hear the Word of God and keep it and proclaim it.